Well, let's see if we can help Wesley with a few options in Virginia. Wesley, welcome to the show. And I understand you listen to us there in Norfolk, Virginia on 790 WNIS. And we certainly appreciate that. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. How y'all doing today?
We're doing great. Very good.
We're great.
Excellent. I'm fairly new listener. I do a lot of DIY projects myself, and I did have a question. I've heard some varying opinions on this, but doing tile, specifically in your shower, on a shower floor, I'm installing some of the pebble-style tiles on the fiberglass mesh backing. And I was wondering what grout I should use in that application so that it doesn't get saturated and bleed through, or, you know, I want it to hold up, you know, like it's supposed to.
Sure, sure. I don't blame you. And I'll tell you what, that pebble mat that you put together there that you're able to use on the floor is great. I mean, not only does it look good, it provides you a little bit of texture to keep that shower from getting slick. It really is very good. Well, I'll tell you what, you've come to the right place to get answers about anything to do with ceramic, because Joe has one of the best ceramic and tile books on the market today. Joe, what do you think on this? Because I know you covered this thoroughly in your book.
We certainly did. Leslie, thanks so much for being a new listener. We love new listeners. The reason there's a little confusion, because there are many new grout products out there that are better, for lack of a better word, and more advanced than traditional. Ordinarily, you just had, which is still available and they still work great, you have unsanded and sanded grout, depending on the size of the grout joint. Well, there are many new grouts, pre-mixed grouts, custom building products has one called Fusion Pro. It's known as a single component grout, meaning that it's already pre-mixed. It comes in, I think, 16 colors or so. And so you just apply it. You don't even have to mix it or anything. But what's great about it is, unlike, it's a sanded grout, but unlike traditional sanded grout, you can use this for grout joints from 1/16 of an inch wide up to a half inch wide. And with your tile in particular, the grout joints aren't all going to be exactly uniform. Some will be slightly wider than others.
Correct.
So I think this might be a good choice for you, this Fusion Pro. And also it contains Microban, which is an antimicrobial additive. So that'll be helpful in the shower. It doesn't need sealing. You know, you don't have to put a clear sealer over the grout, which you typically need to do. And it's a little more expensive. It's about $20 a quart, but it'll probably do, one quart would probably do, depending on the size of the shower, do it, or even two. You might need two quarts, but that's what I would recommend. Check it out. You can go to custombuildingproducts.com and probably find lots of information on that particular product.
Boy, I've used a Fusion Pro quite a bit. It's pretty cool, and you don't have to seal it. It's just a real unique way of putting it on. It works really well, so I would recommend the same thing.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your help, guys.
Okay. Our pleasure. Best of luck to you. And thanks so much for listening to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We appreciate that, Wesley.
Yeah, I didn't mean for that. As I was finishing up, it sounded like an ad. And that's not an ad, you know, but it's just, we've used these products. They work great. And like I said, it's basically foolproof, you know, because a wide variety of joints as far as the width and different colors pre-mixed, you can't go wrong.